This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Also, big thanks to KDWN, my flagship in Las Vegas, Nevada, iHeartRadio, and all the affiliates I have out there. Okay, so this Hepatitis A outbreak, we got to kind of talk about. The Hepatitis A outbreak, I think it started a couple years ago. We've had clusters of Hepatitis A cases for years. And then a couple years ago, we started to notice in San Diego, we had multiple deaths. And they had attributed it to the large homeless population that was growing in California. And hepatitis A is a virus that can be spread very, very easily by unhygienic conditions. And so when you have a homeless population that's living in close quarters and they don't have good sanitation, and there was discussion that plastic bags are starting to be a rarity in California. And so when they would use these bags and put it in a cup to go to the bathroom, and then take the bag and, you know, throw it away. Without these bags, there were, it was a little bit more difficult for them to, contain, you know, their excrement and their camps. And so I believe the health district had to come out, and I was told they, you know, gave people bags and, you know, they tried to help clean things up. And so, you know, we started to see it level off in San Diego. Well, today we're being told that officially an acute, hepatitis A outbreak has been declared in Clark County, Nevada. Now, I broadcast out of Nevada. I know this is national, and multiple states have been involved with this hepatitis A outbreak. And, you know, I don't want you to think I'm only talking about it now because it's in my neck of the woods. I've been talking about the hepatitis A outbreak for a while. I've been talking about it before the mumps outbreak, before the measles outbreak. We have had hepatitis A outbreak for a while. It is able to be curbed by vaccination. We have the hepatitis A vaccine that now we give all kids, and we mandate to all food workers and healthcare workers. So we do have a vaccine. It's not getting the same attention as measles is. And so, you know, we have people being banned from going to school, you know, or going to work if they didn't get the measles vaccine. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, we have hepatitis A. We got flu. We got, you know, all these viruses. It just kind of makes me scratch my head that we put all this attention towards, you know, one disease when we have these others. And, you know, if we really want to put our cities first and our country first in terms of preventing infectious disease from spreading, you can't just isolate one or two of the outbreaks, okay? We have the hepatitis A outbreak. I mean, what I'm getting here from the CDC is, yeah, I got my glasses on, I got all, look at this, yeah, no, I'm a real journalist. I wear glasses and I look stuff up, okay? I don't pull this out of my retro peritoneum, okay? I'm being told here by the CDC, and I'm looking right here, CDC, over 20,000 cases. We got outbreaks in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida. Florida has about 1,800 cases. Georgia, 400. Illinois, 90. Indiana, 1,500. Kentucky, 4,600. Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio. Ohio has about 3,000 cases. South Carolina, Tennessee has about 1,600. Virginia, West Virginia, 2,500. California, they say according to this, has declared an end to their outbreak, and Utah has too. And remember, they were the first two states, as well as Arizona, to kind of come up and say, guys, we have a hepatitis A outbreak. And so they have declared theirs over. Okay, which is great. But now, here we are between California and Utah in Nevada, where I am. I live in Nevada. And now we got an outbreak. According to the Southern Nevada Health District, this is being reported by multiple local news outlets in Southern Nevada. We have 37 cases that have been reported from January to May this year. Last year, there was about 17, so it's risen. And some people say, well, 37 cases, that's not a lot. It's a lot. Okay? You know, when we deal with outbreaks, it's not about the number. Okay? And you guys know this. Okay? Let's say we have one person with Ebola that decides to come to our beautiful country. We all freak. All right? You know, we had somebody in Texas with Ebola, and people were freaking out in Alaska. All right? It's the virus, or it's the disease, or it's the pathogen that we freak out about. And so 37 cases of hepatitis A. Now, we don't need to move out of state, but it's enough to be considered an outbreak. I mean, you know, our definition for outbreak varies depending on the pathogenicity, the ability for it to spread, how quickly it spread, what is the environment that allowed it to kind of spread. So in this particular case, they blame the majority of the cases on homelessness and drugs. But hepatitis A can be spread by, you know, eating contaminated food. Remember, there was a fast food joint years ago where, you know, there was a worker who had hepatitis A, and then people got hepatitis A. And some people go, well, you can't die from hepatitis A. You can. You could die from hepatitis A just like you could die from measles, just like you could die from mumps. All right? It's rare, but it can happen. So what is hepatitis A? So hepatitis A is an itis of the hep, or an inflammation of the liver. And your liver is responsible for, you know, dealing with the toxins in your body and, you know, metabolizing, you know, your drugs and things and helping make sugar and making cholesterol and things that you need. And so you don't want anything to screw with the liver. You never do. And so you get it by oral fecal route, meaning, or you get it by, you know, you can get it by, you know, IV drug use and things like that. But basically, getting something in your mouth that came out of somebody else's body could unfortunately give you hepatitis A. And you could turn jaundiced, yellow. You could have nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, joint pain. Your urine will start getting dark. You could have, you could lose appetite. And so for the treatment form, most of the time it's self-limiting. It'll go away. A lot of times we just kind of do supportive measures. But, you know, it's just not anything that you want. All right? And if you haven't been vaccinated for it, I suggest you get vaccinated for it. You know, this hepatitis A outbreak has been going on and has been smoldering for a while, and it's very easily spread. The fact that we have states that have been able to contain it is great news, but you guys are going to get a little bit more information on that later today from most of your local news outlets. So any questions, you can always come to me, drdahlia@hotmail.com, or your local news station. So you take care. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, we play, 24/7 on GCN Live or iHeartRadio. We play, on certain affiliates at different times. But you can always reach us if you have a medical question at DrDolly@hotmail.com. Or you could still call us on the answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we'll answer your question on air the next day. If you don't want it answered on air, tell us. We can't necessarily call you back. I'm about to go on vacation. Can't wait. I'm going to be heading to Normandy. I want to see the beaches of Normandy. I'll try to Facebook Live and give you guys as close a bird's eye view of that. I know I'm a couple weeks late since, D-Day, was June 6th. But I, better late than never. For me, it's been always easier to kind of leave at the end of June. It was really hard for me to get there when everybody else was there, especially with the president coming. So I just kind of had to, pick And they told you guys we're going to be going to Disneyland there. I have to. Apparently, it's the same price as Disneyland here, and there's less lines, from what I understand. So if there's less lines, then I, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, I love doing a Disneyland trip once a year. It's kind of a birthday present. Hey, I love Disney. And then, and then we're going to go to Amsterdam. And then, interestingly, we're going to go to Munich, Germany. I'm part German, part Austrian, with my roots, which is why so much of my family had to escape, you know, during the Holocaust, because they lived in Austria and Germany. And so we are, you know, I kind of want to see part of Austria, part of Germany, and we're going to be by the Alps. And I guess there's ice caves by the Alps, which is kind of cool. And I didn't know that there's like ice caves and a lot of like really cool villages and stuff. Problem is you got to dress warm. And, you know, my husband's like, okay, we're not going to take a bunch of suitcases because, you know, rental cars and trains, it's kind of hard to take a lot of suitcases. We're not going to, you know, run around with a bunch of suitcases. So the reason why I'm kind of telling you all this is I don't want you guys to think that I only own, like, two shirts. Okay, I'm going to pack three shirts, okay? And then I'm going to try to wash them in the sink or figure out how to do laundry. But my husband is not allowing me to bring more than one suitcase for 2 weeks. Not sure how that's gonna help. You know, by the way, it was really, really funny. I posted this on my Facebook. There's a meme out there. This is just so funny, okay? There's this lady behind the counter at an airline saying, I'm sorry, sir. It looks like your luggage is too heavy for the plane. You'll have to remove some items and put them into your carry-on, which is going on the same plane. Okay, so this is the first time I've seen it. I thought that stuff was funny. But I guess, like, you know, when your suitcase is, like, over 50 pounds, I thought it had to do with, you know, you don't want anybody breaking their back, and they're trying to protect the people at the airport, okay? But a lot of people think it's because they're trying to save on fuel. All these rules on luggage weight started to come when fuel got more expensive. And so, unfortunately, now we have to, our underwear, everybody has to see everything as we start unpacking stuff from the suitcase to make our suitcase lighter. But what do? We shove them into our pockets or we put them in our carry-on. Well, it's all going on the same plane, so that just kind of doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense at all. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting here. San Francisco may be the first U.S. city to ban sales of e-cigs. The city's Board of Supervisors on Tuesday is going to consider prohibiting the sale and distribution of products from companies like Juul until the U.S. FDA reviews their effects on public health as well as ban manufacturing e-cigs on city property. Young people have almost indiscriminate access to a product that shouldn't, they say, even be on the market, according to City Attorney Dennis Herrera told the Associated Press, adding that it's unfortunately failing to states and localities to step into the breach. Oh, it's falling to states and localities to regulate these e-cigs. And if supervisors approve the measures, it will require then a subsequent vote before becoming law. So this is interesting. We look at California as being the trendsetters for a lot of things kind of, you know, liberal. But they also, California gets its name for being one of the most restrictive and having, you know, the most, they really are a trendsetter with the whole plastic thing and now paper straw. And so, you know, this might actually be a good thing. You know, again, I'm not really sold on the whole paper straw thing because I don't want us going after paper. You know, I'm a fan of trees, you know, and I don't want to be using paper products all the time. You know, and, you know, a lot of people go, well, paper plates. Well, not all paper plates is paper. A lot of them are kind of styrofoam. And I don't really think that's very good for the environment. So, you know, I'm a little bit torn on where we're going with that. And I just don't like my straw disintegrating into my mouth. But anyway, so San Francisco's purported ordinance is the latest in many attempts nationwide to cut back on youth e-cig use. Now, last year, the city voted to ban the sales of fruit and candy-flavored tobacco products, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a law raising the legal age to buy e-cigs and tobacco in the state to 21 on June 7th. Now, he joined 13 other states, like California. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, according to Fox News, and Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia, Is Tim Kaine the one that was the vice presidential nominee with Hillary? Yeah. They recently introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum age to buy tobacco. So you see, Republicans and Democrats can get along. They can. From 2017 to 2018, e-cig use increased 78% among high school students and 48% among middle schoolers. Now, Juul says its products are a way for adults to switch from cigarettes to a less harmful alternative, has taken some steps to prevent underage use. But the prohibition of vapor products for all adults in San Francisco will not effectively address underage use. That's according to Juul spokesman Ted Kwong. And will leave cigarettes on shelves as the only choice for adult smokers, even though they kill 40,000 Californians a year. So basically what's happening is everybody is starting to back, what is it called, to backstep or backshuffle? What's it called when you have to backpedal? Is that the right word? Okay. We screwed up as a country. We screwed up. We always do. Whenever we decide to do something, we want to go big. We never do anything very delicate and in baby steps, just like with healthcare. When we do something, we're going to do it big. We're not going to expand Medicare for some and just slowly do this over years. We're going to just do Medicare for all. I mean, and so we throw these cannonballs into little baby ponds. And so with tobacco, this is kind of what we did. We go, all right, guys, smoking's bad. You can't go, if you're a smoker, you can't go here. You can't go here. You can't go here. You're going to get taxed. If we see you smoking, we're going to yell at you and kick you out of our restaurant. And we overnight attacked smokers. I mean, to the point where they had to, like, immediately in Hollywood. Hollywood's like, oh, my gosh, take out that smoking scene. Take out that smoking scene. All right? Fix this. Fix this. Overnight, we attacked tobacco. Now, did anybody even think about the patient? Did anybody think about the person who's been smoking since they were, like, 12 and are addicted to tobacco? Well, here. The tobacco companies, in the form of e-cig companies, said, here. Here is a non-tobacco product. And what did everybody say? Go vape. Use electronic cigarettes. Now, electronic cigarettes has been around for a while. But it wasn't until the powers that be said, no smoking. Go to vaping. Go to nicotine replacement. So everybody did. Well, then companies are like, wow, when there's a demand, we better have supply. What they didn't realize is young kids are like, ooh, all right, well, we want to stick things in our mouths, and we want to feel a little buzz and, you know, energy kick, and these look yummy. I never thought of smoking. I was probably never going to smoke, but this looks cool. And what we did as a country is we started to get a whole bunch of kids now addicted to nicotine. That's on us. We screwed up. Now, what about the doctors? Everybody's blaming the doctors on that. Whoa, 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 whoa. I told my patients, look, I don't want anything in your lungs. But if you want to do it for a month or two, no more than 3 months, I'll shut my mouth. If you can promise me you're going to get off cigarettes, I'll support you with that. But I'd rather you use Chantix or something else. Maybe try some nicotine gum. But the most successful way to quit smoking, everyone's telling me, is the quitting cold turkey. Quitting cold turkey sucks. But it sucks so bad that you're like, you know what, I never want to do that again. And, you know, so we screwed up. Now we're trying to backpedal. Now we have to ban e-cigs and ban flavors and all that. And so now people may be like, you know, I'll just go back to cigarettes. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is speaking at the Monitor Breakfast, an event that encourages more in-depth conversations among reporters and newsmakers that was hosted by the Christian Science Monitor. Now, Speaker Pelosi says she's concerned about the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
In terms of the Iranians, they're not going to lose faith, but also they'll only go so far, and we shouldn't provoke them any further than that. I think, you know, Iran's a whole morning breakfast about the agreement and the rest and the mistakes that this administration has made.
President Trump is going after Democrats who are unhappy with the Mueller report, calling it extreme presidential harassment. In a series of tweets, the president says after 3 years, they want a redo or do-over. This as Hope Hicks is testifying behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're seeing a lot of articles out there talking about how people are not vaccinating because of religion. And we need to have religion and societal needs in sync. And Okay, I'm telling you guys right now, the average person citing religious reasons to not vaccinate is not really using religious reasons. Okay, you got a lot of people out there that just don't trust our vaccination program. Therefore, vaccinated against polio. Therefore, an Ebola vaccine. They may be even for a flu vaccine. But they just aren't really interested in all vaccines. I told you, there's a whole variety of levels of those that are not completely in line with our vaccination program. And so when I see this attack on religious groups, that's they're not really dealing with the issue at hand. Okay? This has been my problem since the beginning. You know, when they're talking about, I guess now a summer camp has had a measles outbreak in New York, and, you know, people have been, you know, really ripping on the Orthodox Jews, but nobody's telling us that a lot of these people that have measles were vaccinated. No one's giving us that information. And so, unfortunately, the headlines about religious, you know, and being, you know, of certain religions and not wanting vaccines, you know, is ruining the country. Well, yes, unvaccinated populations could hurt it for people who are vaccinated because it could brew a strain. We have a caller that has called in a couple times asking, why does it matter if I'm vaccinated and other people, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, you won't get the disease? Well, it's because unvaccinated groups could allow an environment for the vaccine, for the virus to grow and mutate. See, a virus mutates when it has a chance to grow. And that's what makes this whole vaccine tricky, okay? And I get it. I have the same answer in medical school. I'm like, wait a second. If I'm vaccinated and this guy over here doesn't want to vaccinate because of religious reasons, I'm not going to get the disease. I'm good. I'm vaccinated. But unfortunately, with the way things happen, is if there is an outbreak, the more cases you have out there, the more the virus has a chance to multiply and the more the virus has a chance to mutate. If we eradicate HIV in this country, we probably won't see then a highly mutated or resistant form later. But we're seeing resistant HIV because it still exists. You know, there's some Truvada-resistant strains of HIV. Well, again, we wouldn't be making those if we didn't have HIV still brewing. So that's why whether you vaccinate or not, you're still at risk when there's an outbreak. The problem is I need to know how many of these cases are happening in vaccinated individuals, because we're spending so much time just talking about religion. Well, now we have a study out there saying public distrust of vaccines may be our biggest threat to our vaccination crisis. Now, this happened, I believe, in England. The Wellcome Trust analysis includes responses from more than 140,000 people in over 140 countries. Now, the World Health Organization lists vaccine hesitancy as one of the top 10 threats to global health. Now, this global survey reveals the number of people who say they have little confidence or trust in vaccination. When asked if vaccines were safe, 79% said somewhat or strongly they believe they were safe, but only 79%. Where's the other 21%? 7% disagreed, 14% neither agreed nor disagreed. So having almost a fourth of people not entirely sure that they're safe, that's a problem. When asked if they believe vaccines work, 84% agree, either strongly or somewhat. 5% either strongly or somewhat disagree. 12% didn't care. So why does it matter? Well, according to BBC, they say there is overwhelming scientific evidence that vaccination is the best defense against deadly and debilitating infections, such as measles. And I'm looking at a little baby with measles. I mean, it's mean. Have you guys ever seen measles or mumps? Viruses are really mean. How many of you guys have ever had the flu? You felt like you were going to die, right? When I got swine flu, I was so knocked off. I was so scared to death, worried that I was going to lose my babies. I mean, it was a scary time. And so when somebody gets the measles, they think it's like Marcia on Brady Bunch. Well, no, it's vicious. It is a mean-looking rash because viruses take over the whole body. That's a difference between most bacterial infections and viral infections. Like strep throat. As long as you don't go septic, when a bacteria attacks you, like let's say you have a sore throat. If a bacteria lands and divides and multiplies, and invades your throat, bacteria will move where it touches. It'll grow on top of something, and it can invade in. You know, maybe it'll use the bloodstream to spread, but the most part, it will attack and infect that one localized area. Same thing with pneumonia. It'll attack a lobe, maybe go to another lobe, and it'll spread. Viruses are a little different. If you have a viral infection, you have a lot of symptoms. You're going to get a sore throat, but you're also probably going to get sneezing. You'll also probably get coughing. You'll get, you know, a more, and when it comes on quicker. See, bacteria take a while to grow. So, okay, got a sore throat, and now it's getting worse, now it's getting worse, now it's getting worse, because the bacteria are growing. With viruses, they go, all right, guys, you go here, you go here, you go here. You infect this cell, make them make more of us, ready, and now flee. And then all the virus comes out, your body makes a response, and boom, you feel sick. So viruses come on really fast most of the time. That's why with the flu, people can give you the time of day when they got the flu. It's interesting. If somebody has a flu, they're not going to be like, well, I started feeling this cold, you know, and then it kind of got a little worse, then it got worse, then it got worse, or all, you know, even though, you know, colds are a little bit more insidious. Flu, they're like, it was 4:32. I know that because I was fine. I was at a 4 o'clock meeting and I was fine. And all of a sudden I get back to my desk, start wrapping up to go, and I felt sick. It's like boom. And so I don't trust viruses. I don't, which is why I'm very pro-vaccine for viruses too. But you have people that don't trust our vaccine system. You have people out there, and I don't blame them, who say the government's not going to tell us if we have a vaccine side effect anyway. There's a place to report the vaccine side effects, and it should be public knowledge. But people are having a hell of a time reading it and, you know, thinking that those numbers are the case. And so we're kind of at a disadvantage because we think, most of us think vaccines are safe. We want people to get them. But if you have people that don't trust the government, I mean, can you really blame them? The government doesn't really always tell us everything. I mean, look what happened with Ebola and ZMapp. I bring this up all the time. We had our first case of Ebola that walked into one of our Dallas hospitals, and we were out of ZMapp. How were we out when it was our very first case in the United States? Well, because probably the government hoarded it for themselves, or I don't know why. So we know that things happen and we don't get told. We also know that the news is being fed information that is very filtered. And so if you're not getting all the data, you're screwed. And so, you know, you have a lot of people trying to put content out there, but then how do you know? Is it fake? Is it people just spreading lies? So people are trying to rely on each other for news, but, you know, how do you know it's 100% true? So that's why we're in the situation that we're in. 1-877-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm Ben Uchek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Ebola. Apparently, more than 300,000 have fled the Democratic Republic of Congo after violent ethnic clashes. We got a third of a million people that left the area that could have been exposed, could have it. And that now scares the hell out of people. According to Fox News, the threat of the second deadliest Ebola outbreak continues to grow in Central Africa as more than 300,000 people have fled the Congo since early June because of ethnic clashes. So in the last 2 weeks, 300,000 have left. Now, the Congolese are fleeing after a violent week left at least 161 people dead in the northeastern province of Ituri as clashes between farming and herding communities have reached a climax. That's according to Reuters. They say violence in northeastern parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo was reported to have displaced more than 300,000 since early June. The situation in Ituri province has deteriorated since the middle of last week with multiple attacks involving the Hema and Lendu groups. That's according to UN Refugee Agency spokesman Bora Bloch said at a news briefing. Now, health officials fear that reports of killings, kidnappings, sexual violence could prompt even more people to leave. So if we've had 300,000 people leave now, in the last couple weeks, I'm sure people are like, you know what, let's pack and boot. Let's bounce. And people are bouncing. They're leaving. So when you have an area that is known to have an epidemic of Ebola, and you have people rushing to leave, do you think they're going to stop and go, you know what, check me first? Just last week, two people in Uganda, a 50-year-old woman and a 5-year-old grandson, died from the highly contagious disease after they traveled to the Congo to visit their grandfather who was ill. Health officials believe he died of Ebola. And that's when the 50-year-old woman and the 5-year-old grandson died or got exposed. Some of the members of the group traveling back to Uganda were stopped at the border after they were already showing symptoms of the disease. Six family members managed to slip across the border. The Pondwi border post between Congo and Uganda is monitored for 12 hours a day. Only 12 hours a day. It's not 24/7. It starts at about 7 a.m., but after dark, people reportedly walk along narrow dirt paths to cross between the two counties. It's believed that the first reported victims in Uganda used these paths. So they say the border is very porous, meaning it has holes in it. According to James Mwanga, a Ugandan police officer in charge of the Mpondi border post, sorry if I'm mispronouncing these, you will not know who has passed if the person went through the unofficial border post in most cases. Now there is anxiety and so on. We have heightened our alertness. Remember, 11,000 people died in the 2014-2016 epidemic. We have over 1,300. Remember, it was about 1,000 last week? Now we're being told 1,355 confirmed deaths, over 2,000 confirmed cases. We're already a tenth of the way there. Latest situation report showed 212 cases alone confirmed in a 21-day period. So this Ebola outbreak not going away. It's getting more and more serious. It's really, really interesting. In America, when we had people that, bless their hearts, went over to West Africa a couple years back to help with the Ebola effort, and then they came back, we quarantined them. One nurse had a fit. And again, I don't blame her. I mean, you know, I'd want to come home. You know, I'd want to come home after, you know, being away for months. I get that. But I just wonder how we Americans would react to what we want to happen right now in the Congo. I mean, if you look at this, and you're comfortable in your desk, I'm here in my studio, and I'm looking at what's going on with the Congo, and I'm like, okay, porous borders my butt. You stop this. You contain. You stop the spread. You get people, you know, into camps, and you look at what we're sounding like. You stop people from fleeing. You apprehend them and you put them into camps to be evaluated, to be treated. We would not tolerate that in America. Now, we're not doing what Nazi Germany did. I mean, we're trying to help people and we're trying to stop an outbreak and we're trying to help people heal. But that's not what the people fleeing feel. They're trying to escape persecution. They're trying to escape death. And violence and rape. And so we're not letting them escape. And then we're not going to give them protection. We're going to put them in an area with others that could possibly have Ebola. Again, I'm being devil's advocate here. It's so easy for us to look at what's going on with the Congo and say, well, this is what you have to do. You have to stop, apprehend, contain, treat, then let go. Do they have enough people managing all that? If you were just under attack and you don't think you have Ebola, you want to get the hell out. That's your right. So I'm dying to see what happens. I'm not dying to see. I do not want this to ever happen on American soil. But it is going to be very interesting to see what happens if, God forbid, we get Ebola here. Nobody wants Ebola. And I wonder what happens to the Constitution when we, you know, have to apprehend, contain. I mean, look at how we're reacting with illegal immigrants. Half the country is freaking out that we are, you know, separating, you know, kids from, you know, adult men that, you know, could attack them or not attack them or could kidnap them or whatever. We're trying to put people in certain areas to keep them safe, to figure out and, you know, whether they need asylum or whatever. And the country is having a fit because we're not letting people just pass through easily. Well, what, don't, are we hearing of a case where there's people in Florida, in Texas that had escaped the Congo and are here in Texas? Okay, well, then we need to stop them. Whoa. And you can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose who comes to this country illegally and say, okay, well, these people you can, these people you can't. So if they're Mexican, it's okay. If they're African, they can't. No. We treat everybody the same. Either we let illegal immigrants come in freely, or we detain and we figure out who needs asylum, and we start setting up a pathway to citizenship, or we turn away anybody who could bring infectious disease to our country. That's what we did in Ellis Island. Country didn't have a fit then. People were separated from their parents then. If you're over 12 years old, you could go back home yourself. If you're sick, mom could stay or mom could go back with you. But if you're sick, you're not coming. I mean, that's how it was. That's how we, you know, that's how we did things back then. So if, God forbid, we have people coming, and, you know, if 300,000 people fled, you could be sure some of them are going to try to come to America. And since we don't have secure borders, this is a great place to come to. What are we as a country going to agree to do? Or if any of our Americans come back and could have Ebola, are we going to be okay with quarantining, or are we going to sue? This nurse, and again, you know, bless her for all her great work, but I think she was going to sue the government. I think she sued Chris Christie, if I remember correctly, because she was quarantined. Well, I mean, do we have a plan? Are we all in agreement on what we're going to do to keep Ebola coming from our country into our country? No. We can't even get measles right. Well, let's keep people who don't have measles, who didn't have the measles vaccine, out of school. Well, you sure let people who weren't vaccinated for the flu come into school. Kids died of the flu. I mean, we don't have this down. And I think we need to get it down. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.